Dear Princess Sunbud, Letter 114.
Dear Princess Cushy-Tush, Queen Suckybug is on my couch right now, and she and three other changelings showed up at the library about an hour ago in full buggo mode. No disguises, no spells, I checked, and they simply knocked on the door in broad daylight. If this were any other place but Ponyville, there would have been a massive panic, but the general populace here just kinda goes along with anything. So, apparently Chrysalis heard about the not gun of fixiness from Juan, so she came to see if it actually worked. I told her the victim target, subject, had to be willing in order for it to work, otherwise they get a new hole. After some convincing for myself and stupid, I shot one of the dudes, and he turned into a winner. And like all winners do, he ate some pizza, showing all the same responses I noted from Juan. So then Chris Chan started questioning Stupid about the changes, and when he confirmed his lack of a craving for love, she got very concerned. She's worried that if I go school shooter on a willing hive, they'll starve to death because of the culture shock. They don't have the means or widespread knowledge for gathering and storing food, and they would have no appetite for their primary food source anymore. She wants to have readily available food before agreeing to any large-scale slaughter reformation. She then offered to negotiate peace talks to help integrate changeling society into the rest of the world, saying that she'll cooperate with whatever security and surveillance measures you want to take as a sign of trust. Her only stipulation is that the negotiations take place in Ponyville because apparently she doesn't trust you that much. I'm confident that I can represent Equestria on this matter, but if you'd like to come yourself, don't see Anon, it'll speed the whole thing along. The Holy Host said that she's okay with only talking to ambassadors if you're worried about safety. Either way, if you could send over a couple guards, a blood tester thingy, and maybe one of those anti-magic McFuckery dudes, that would be great. I already put like 14,000 alarm spells around the perimeter, so we'll know if she tries anything funny before they get here. Your almost sexy librarian, Thylite Spunkle. P.S. Kinkbug wants me to warn you that she naturally emits a pheromone that makes everyone around her mildly horny. So, whoever you send should be aware of that. I found no significant change to my state of arousal, but it's worth noting. P.P.S. Anon will happily volunteer to be one of her personal guards if you need him to. His raw masculinity is more than enough to withstand any measly attempts at seduction.
From Her Royal Highness Cushy-Tush, RE Letter 114.
To Her Royal Highness Chrysalis, I'm not sure you want Twilight officiating. She means well, but she gets tunnel vision. I will be sending a few ambassadors to Ponyville on our behalf. They are not nobles, and so I expect them to be personable, willing to listen, and moderately open-minded. I would also like to warn you that Twilight may attempt sexual assault. Please do not hold this against her. It's something of a standard, especially if you show the slightest bit of interest in her. Or appear to show the slightest bit of interest. Anyway, I do look forward to improving relations with the changeling hives, and preferably, not having to test my employees quite so regularly. Pens by Her Royal Highness Celestia. Dear Anon, if you become romantically involved with Queen Chrysalis, Equestrian Healthcare will not cover any sexually transmissive, cross-species diseases that you may encounter. Also, you are not to bring her to our movie nights without prior warning. Luna's still sore about not getting a chance to fight her. Your friend, Tia. To my most faithful student, Twilight Sparkle, I will, of course, be willing to send a few aides to ensure things go smoothly. I do warn you that Equestrian Healthcare does not cover changeling STDs. Please keep that in mind should you choose to approach Chrysalis in such a way. Your loving mentor, Princess Celestia.
Twilight Sparkle's secret to-do list.
Mirror pool. Locate? Check. Study? Ongoing. Learn how to use? Check. What do I taste like? Check. Not good. Can soul-tearing process be bypassed with captured souls? Check. Confirmed. Test if clone temperament changes based on origin of soul? Not checked. Larger soul pieces for more intelligent clone? Check. Partial failure. Locate TO6? Not checked. Consider even larger pieces? Not checked. Create functional true copy? Not checked. Play chess? Not checked. Establish mental link after chess? Not checked. Begin clone loop? Not checked. Miscellaneous. Create 21-sided die. Check. Catastrophic failure. Do not fold polychorons. Fix Iceland? Not checked. Ongoing. Low priority. Human lexicon. Unchecked. Ongoing. Ask Anon about thoughts. Check. Stop asking Anon about words. Observe usage passively. New shoes for Trixie. Not checked. High priority. Fix AJ's mom. Check. Postponed indefinitely. Floppy calves. Checked. Success. Anon laughed. Touch Holder's boulder. Check. Do not touch Holder's boulder. Study Stu's fun allergy. Not checked. Visit new bookstore in Baltimore. Not checked. And Bonehole. Not checked. Self-improvement. Hug Spikemore. Not checked. Apologize to Shiny. Not checked. Thank Anon for molars. Not checked. Increase torso capacity. Not checked. Ongoing. 0.8 meters removed from small intestine so far. Approximately one-third, 1.7 meters, of small intestine can be removed with no noticeable changes to digestion. Subjects remain unaware. Only one kidney is necessary, but would require significant changes to fluid intake. Merge lungs. Checked. Inefficient. Haircut. Not checked.
STDs and to-do lists. What everybody needs. No, I'm just kidding. No STDs. Maybe a to-do list. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my healthy donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Colzard, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Choreo Crucii, Delta Omega, Ryan E. Dragonwolf, Gaki, Secret Moon, Tall Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, James Dalton, and Teal K. Anderson. Thank you all very much for watching this video. Live life to the fullest, and don't get an STD. Wear protection, goddammit.